Systems in our galaxy. Multiply that by the third factor, the number of planets suitable for life in each system, and you get the rate of production of potentially habitable planets in our galaxy. You go to the next factor where you see the butterflies here, and that is the actual fraction of such habitable planets which actually give rise to life. Multiply that by the fraction of those which eventually evolve an intelligent species. You have the rate of production at this point of the number of new intelligent species per year in our galaxy. You multiply that by the fraction of those which give rise to a detectable technology, and you then have the rate of production of detectable civilizations. How many are there? Well, we consider that once made, they become visible, we may detect them, but they may not last forever, for one reason or another. Perhaps there will be a cosmic accident, a great asteroid collision, which terminates the life of the civilization. Perhaps the civilization will collapse under the weight of its own growing population and such, and fail to manifest itself to space in a way we can detect. Most likely, at least to optimists such as myself, civilizations will come into view as ours is in view right now, but not stay in view forever because of increasing technological prowess. Saturn, and we have discovered, to our surprise, that they release much more energy than they receive from the Sun. In both cases, in the case of Jupiter, about twice as much energy as we receive from the Sun. In the case of Saturn, three times as much. So the energy coming off from Saturn, too, is generated within Saturn, actually from a sort of helium rain. I'm wondering how. And only one third is created by sunlight. So if you took that planet, made it a rogue planet, threw it out of the solar system, out into the interstellar space, so it no longer had sunlight, it would cool down, but it turns out not much, about 10 degrees. And this is after 4.5 billion years. There has been that much energy available from the interior of Saturn or Jupiter to keep it nice and warm for long enough to evolve life. So these objects, the rogue planets, this is now shown very nicely, have enough energy coming from their interiors to keep them warm. Warm enough for liquid water for literally billions of years. And so even there, there are possible abodes of life. I'm going to go to the hospital.